This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Roland, R-O-L-I-N-D, Edgecombe, E-D-G-E-C-O-M-B-E, date of birth February 5th, 1947. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a face-to-face visit with Mr. Edgecombe with membranous nephropathy and history of proteinuria. His last visit was October 18th of 2021. His weight appears to be up 13 pounds over the last 6 months. However, the last visit was a telemedicine visit, and this may be attributable to a change in scales. The weight in your office a few weeks ago was 315 pounds, so I suspect it's a much less of a weight gain than 13 pounds. He does not feel it clothes fit any tighter, and his edema of the lower extremities is the same. No dyspnea at rest. Occasionally he has dyspnea on exertion. No cough or sputum production. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No recent hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the diazide, 25 milligram once daily. Also, Losartan is 50 milligram daily. And he needs potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent, twice a day. He's on Lipitor, acetaminophen, and Norco, up to twice a day as needed for pain. Physical examination. The patient is alert and oriented. Color is good. He's cheerful and cooperative. Weight is 323 pounds. Pulse is 76, and blood pressure was 114 over 64. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, normal bowel sounds, and edema is 2+, 2 to 3+, from knees to toes bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 29th of 2022. Creatinine is normal at 0.8. Sodium is 135, slightly low due to the diazide use. Potassium is 4.1, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus is 2.4. Intact parathyroid hormone is 80.7, mildly elevated. Albumin 3.6. Calcium is 9.1. Hemoglobin is 14.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. And the 24-hour urine for protein was less than 5, so they're unable to calculate a ratio. So that's an improvement also. Assessment and plan, membranous nephropathy, biopsy proven, with history of gross proteinuria, currently stable and in remission, and hypertension, which is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies with a 24-hour urine study with every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet. He will start a weight loss diet also to help lose more weight. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.